You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Cat. We learn so much from our feline friends. And along the way, they keep us company, provide unconditional love, and share in the ups and downs of our lives. And that can apply even if the cats are basically outside or feral cats, ones that just come by when it's convenient for them. And that's what we're going to talk about today. When a cat is feral, but still part of the family. In our first story, Lisbeth Meredith tells us that she first met the gray cat with the piercing green eyes as she tried to go up the stairs to her new apartment on the second floor. That cat refused to get out of her way. Lisbeth couldn't help but notice the cat's chopped off tail and wonder what had happened to her. Lisbeth had two cats of her own that she was moving to this new home in Tennessee from Alaska. She thought they might be alone for a while, given that she moved during the pandemic. But instead, she found that her new neighbors were friendly and popped by to say hello right from the start. One of them explained that the gray cat on the stairs was a female named Bob and was the neighborhood cat. And then Lisbeth met the neighbors and learned they were all pretty busy, unlike her who was recently retired. So she had time to get to know Bob. But it did take 2 months before Bob would even let her pet her. By then, Lisbeth was putting out food and water for her every day. When Lisbeth saw her neighbors, the conversation often revolved around the community cat. One of the neighbors said they had tried to adopt the cat, but she would not go for that. She preferred roaming free. Lisbeth worried about her. And one day her fears came true, because Bob appeared with a deep wound in one eye and barely moving. One of the neighbors took her to the vet and paid the bill, and the group bonded even more over their shared concern for that cat. And they got together and created an outdoor refuge for her with toys, catnip, a bed, and a blanket, and even some artificial houseplants. Lisbeth says, "No longer were we neighbors exchanging idle chit-chat on the status of politics or the pandemic or the many things we didn't always agree about. We were bonding over Bob, co-parenting conversations on the right food, preferred toys, and Bob's bowel habits led to other issues on which to connect. Day by day, we were becoming a family. It got to be even more fun after that. Bob started hosting a raccoon, which she allowed to share her food, and then all the neighbors started bringing their house pets outside to meet Bob. Lisbeth's two indoor cats, three dogs from two other apartments, even a rabbit joined the group. And Lisbeth marveled at how that feral cat had created a community, a new family for her. She says, she brought out the best in all of us by granting us the chance just to love her.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Jason Bloom tells us another story about a feral cat, two in fact. It also happened during the pandemic. when tourism was effectively shut down on the island of Kauai, where Jason lives. He was out taking a walk through what felt like a ghost town when he heard the meowing. He realized that these cats must be starving. All the food they usually got from tourists feeding them and from the hotel's trash was gone. Jason rushed home and returned with a sack filled with dry cat food and several cans of the wet food he fed his three cats. The friendlier of the two cats was waiting for him, as if she knew he would return. She devoured the food he brought, and then she let him pet her. It might be that she wasn't originally feral, because she seemed just as interested in Jason's company as she was in the food that he brought her each day. The other cat who hung out with her, though, who was even skinnier, was not as interested in human company, and in fact was quite skittish. But Jason fed her too. In fact, he fed both those cats for 18 months, getting them safely through the pandemic until the tourists returned and the cats could find their own food again. The first cat became even more loving, and Jason tried to adopt her, but one of his existing cats wouldn't allow this new cat to come on the property. The other cat, the skittish one, eventually came around. Both cats had the tips of their right ear snipped, signifying that they had been spayed. A friend's microchip reader revealed that the friendlier one had been spayed 8 years earlier, and the skittish one had been spayed 15 years earlier. Jason says, "Kauai is a pretty good place to be a homeless cat. There are sheds where the cats can escape the rain, and the weatherman's idea of chilly weather is 70 degrees. The tourists and resort workers returned, and many of them shared food with the cats, but I continued feeding them. Morning and evening, they would come running to meet me, meowing their greeting. My time with them became a highlight in my day." And then, after 18 months, a miracle happened. The skittish cat moved close to Jason one morning and indicated that she wanted to be petted too. And that became a regular thing, petting and purring. Even that very feral cat had come around to trusting him. Jason says it brought tears to his eyes. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Cat. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And if you would like to become one of our storytellers, just check the Submit Your Story section of our website to see the topics we're working on. You'll find writing guidelines as well so that you can craft the best possible nonfiction story for one of our books. More than half the stories in this new cat book came from writers who are new to the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. And by the way, we are already collecting stories for our next cat book, which will come out in 2024. Please come back for our next episode to hear two stories about how sometimes what happens with the dog stays with the dog, from our best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Dog.